We want to remind everybody they can join us most weeks back home at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, Illinois. For tickets and more information, go to WBEZ.org, or you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. Right now, panel, it's time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Alonzo, safety advocates are trying to make people more and more aware of the dangers of texting while walking. Well, we got a real cautionary tale this week when a California man was texting and failed to notice what as he almost walked into it.
A building?
No. That happens every day.
Yeah. A hole in the ground?
No.
No. Let's see. He was texting and walking.
He finally looked up when it growled.
Oh, a bear?
A bear. A 400-pound bear right in front of him. The man was walking out of his house in a residential area in California. He was texting his boss to tell him he was running late. He looked up and, OMG, giant bear. Excuse me. WTF.
Totes almost walked into bear.
Yeah. He turned and ran for his life after, of course, stopping to Instagram it, you know. It took 3 tranquilizer darts for game officials to bring the bear down. With an additional 2 darts, they were able to make the man stop texting. Running from game officials.
I think at that point, it's not your fault. I think if you're walking in a neighborhood.
Yeah.
It is reasonable to not expect there to be a bear.
Yeah, it's true.
Now, I can see you walk into a fence or trip over a tricycle, but when there's a bear in the neighborhood, you're like, okay, wait a minute. This is not my fault.
Well, the reason the bear was there is that the bear was also texting. And the bear just wandered out, didn't realize where it was.
And the bear was like,
oh my God, I'm in L.A.
Yeah.